Theater.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass, and we've got Lyle Butler here, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. And we've been talking a lot about openings. This is good news to report here for the city of Manhattan.
Sure, yeah, and we'll wrap this up here. A long-time project that got delayed but is back on track again is the Genesis Health Club. It's going to locate out at Stag Hill. That's going to be a very significant health club with an indoor swimming pool, track, all kinds of things. That's going to be a major development as that continues. I don't have a time frame when that is getting done. That's been on and off, but it is on, and construction is moving ahead. Frontier Construction is moving into the into DJ Carpenter's building. Of course, you have reports regularly about NBAF, and that continues to move forward. Something new is, of course, we worked successfully here in this community to recruit the Kansas Department of Agriculture here, and so they obviously have had their offices here, but getting ready to start new construction out close to the Department of Agriculture building is their research lab. That is a second piece of the Kansas Department of Agriculture. That'll be a separate building. So their current research facilities are in Topeka, and their leases run out there. And they're going to, obviously, since the Department of Agriculture is here, they need to be close by. So that's going to be another major project that will be under construction just as soon as the weather cooperates with us a little bit here. We've talked about this before over on Tuttle Creek Boulevard. There was an old hotel that went out of business and closed, and a church called New Hope Church has purchased that, and they're going to be doing some demo and some projects over there. We don't know the exact details of what they're going to be doing. They're not going to run a hotel. It's obviously going to be their new location for their church. At Scenic Crossing and Anderson Avenue development, again, that's a mixed-use development. ESB Financial is going to have a West Side location. They're going to get underway later in 2019. We have the Wildcat Creek Fitness is going to be doing an expansion about three times the size of their current building at 800 Annenberg Circle. Midwest Dream Car Collection. This is Ward Morgan at 3007 Anderson Avenue, and we understand they're going to have a grand opening in April of 2019. A lot of people are real excited about that. Over in Lee Mill Village on Reith Avenue, there's going to be, this was just being worked with the city and a developer, a senior income-based housing is going to be developed in that area. So lots of good stuff there. Upcoming, some other major construction projects, obviously, coming up. USD 383, the citizens of Manhattan and the school district passed a significant bond issue. So there's going to be a new elementary school, a major addition to the Manhattan High School. There's going to be new wings at Susan B. Anthony and at Eisenhower. Lots of construction over the next 4 or 5 years, significant construction projects relating to that. So a lot of construction workers will be in our community and some significant development. And also along with that, and just happened at the city commission meeting, they started to see some of the plans for the two new indoor recreation centers that, again, the citizens voted on a couple of years ago to construct those. And so pretty exciting community projects that are going to be coming out of the ground that are pretty significant. Salon One is doing an expansion. The Manhattan Public Library built on the second floor a teen area, which is very popular and going well. Schwab Eaton is in some temporary locations because they were affected by the Labor Day flood and hope to get back to their location. Aero Juice is relocating from downtown over to Aggieville. And we were talking before we went on the air that, and I know that a lot of people are very upset and losing Wahoo Fire and Ice Grill that did close. And that was a very popular restaurant in Aggieville. And I honestly don't know the reasons. There's lots of speculation, but nobody has given specifics. Seemed like at any time that my wife and I went in there, it was always very busy. So I can't tell you exactly what happened, but I know that's a loss to our community. So those are the kinds of things that sometimes happen, and we don't have some easy answers for that. So those are some of the things, Brandon, that we've got going on around the community, and there are other projects. There's lots of significant projects that are in the works, and I think that there'll be some good positive news coming out in 2019. We've seen since the first of the year, we kind of slowed down at the end of the year, but we've seen at the Chamber some significant uptick in interest by a variety of retail stores, both regional, national, and local, of doing some projects. Also, some other significant housing projects that are under discussion. And I know the city put out an RFP to the community building, which is an old 1917 historic building in our downtown that the city owns, of seeing if there's some interest by some area or national developers that want to do a project there. So, again, I think that as I look to the future, there's some good things yet to come.
Yeah, no doubt about it here. Let's take another break here. We'll come back. We'll talk about the conference center expansion coming up. I think that's a big deal. So we'll do that next here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.